object that I was trying to tell people. I thought I was doing them a favor by not calling them natives. I don't call them natives. I can't say Negro because I never did learn to say Negro. I learned to say nigger. And if I'm not calling him nigger, I'm Negro. I'm liable to call him a nigger. So I call a colored kid. I get along with him in the school. Of course, I was raised with a son. I'm the first people I played with this son. And I taught me to call his mother. I used to call him a colored kid. I was so happy. She had a colored man.
I would always talk to respect one's own colors, whether it's black, white, and yellow, who it is. So I have a habit of calling all the older ones us. And I still do. Even as old as I am, I see an old fellow. I call him in the store, I used to tell him. He looks at me, some of these young folks, they take offense that you call them uncle. It's an affectionate term. I don't see why they would object to it. Of course, we've had some problems. Two in our school. I had real trouble. One of them, I was about 15 years old. I turned my bucket of water over, I brought him a bucket of water, and one of them yelled, he was so mean, we couldn't work him with the rest of the crew. We had to work him over by himself. We'd give him a job out that way. He couldn't talk to anybody or bother anybody. He'd stand out there and yell for me, bring him a drink of water, just to aggravate. I carried the water out there to him, it was half full, but he'd been sitting out there half an hour, and it was hot. Take you half an hour to walk up there and get a bucket of water and wipe it back. Usually I have two buckets, when one of them got empty or half empty, I go get another one and have a fresh one. I just fixed to go get a bucket of water, and it was hot. I carried out that trim, and he looked at it, and I trimmed that down, well, turned it over with his foot. I told him to show it to him. I learned to cuss the rest of those niggas. I could swear like as good as any of them. Of course, I had it on the hat. It took me 20 years to get over it. I even went to school, watched him leave, pitched him matriculating. I walked out there and had to stand in line 30 minutes and I got impatient. Another old boy that used the same kind of talk I did. We were standing back there and some guy was up there getting his name all signed up and he started complaining and I did too. We both started cussing. That dean or whoever was signing us to substitute stopped the thing and stood up. Gentlemen, I hope all of you gentlemen, he said it don't sound like it. And anyway, you came up to him, you're going into the army and get a commission. He said when you get in the army and get a commission, your commission is a gentleman. Every officer is a gentleman. He said, I don't know whether we've got one of all of us are going to make it. He didn't look at you and just kind of talk. That old boy was talking to me in the week. We hushed up like a clam. But it handicaps your expression when you're talking to people. I got a nephew that's terrible about it. He still does. He's 55 years old.
You're talking about colored people like that. What do you call one of them? Maybe had a white mom or a white grandma or something like that.
You call
it
a mulatto.
That'd be the
end of
white
mom. You call it to his face, you still call it colored people. He's the life. We had lots of food. We had one white Italian man came over here and married a Negro woman. He had a boy quite a lot. He worked for us. Just like along there with us, he married me.